Chapter 23, Animal Magnetism. At this late date, one still encounters people who fear the witchcraft of the jungle, still believing that the thoughts of another can injure them or even kill. One might be surprised to find that what he believes to be animal magnetism and mental malpractice is merely a bad case of egotism. I have often known people who are fearful most of the time, imagining someone was malpracticing on them. If they would make a checkup on themselves, they would find they have little to justify the effort of anyone. Whom do you know that you would like to keep thinking of all the time? Are you important enough for another to occupy his time with the bother of thinking about you? Animal magnetism and malpractice were brought from the dark places of ignorance and can only operate where ignorance is present. They often used as an excuse for failure to produce results from truth. Many so-called advanced souls, gurus or masters, when they are unable to call upon their God and get results, need a subterfuge or excuse for the evil that happens and their failure to destroy it. They need a sop for their failure to recognize the power. They take refuge in blaming their shortcomings on animal magnetism. Who is going to waste precious time thinking about you when he could do something much nicer?